Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there has been a decision that was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just coach, in the state of North Carolina at $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the football building. She is not allowed on the football field. Quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward.
That was on Pablo Torre's show. Sadly, North Carolina says Jordan Hudson is still welcome in UNC's football facilities, despite obviously reports that she was banned. Quote, while Jordan Hudson is not an employee at the university or Carolina Athletics, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. Derek?
Yes?
A generational Hard Knocks was taken away from us. If you remember, a few months ago, it was reported because Hard Knocks has been struggling to find a quote-unquote off-season Hard Knocks after
right.
The generational run by the Giants last year.
Yeah.
And how much of a, while I enjoyed it, and I think fans enjoyed it, it was not a good look for the current Giants regime. There's been a struggle to find, like, okay, how are we gonna fill that slot? There was an initial report that North Carolina was going to do it with Bill Belichick as their head coach, the
no
whole thing.
Way.
And it made sense to me at the time. It was, well, Bill's trying to build up the Carolina brand. They've got a recruiting hotbed, but North Carolina has not typically been great at college football. I think they have, like, one ACC championship back in 1980, and that's really about it. They're not bad by any means, but they're not great. Mack Brown had a real tough time winning there, and that's why they've ultimately gone to Bill Belichick. So it made sense to me. However, everything involving Bill Belichick and his girlfriend has been weird and very just uncomfortable. I'm laughing about it, but it's an uncomfortable laugh of just like, this is a really weird situation.
And so Pablo Torre was obviously the one that we brought that sound in with. And I do think that he does bring up an interesting point of like, if there is an opportunity to try to help save your legacy a little bit, you want to make sure that you get things back on track. Because nobody is going to remember what you're doing as Bill Belichick if, for some reason, like these stories are continuing to be more of what people are going to remember him for.
Yeah, like if this becomes the headline, and it's partially because, like, you know, the longer you go in the public spotlight, the more risk you have of putting your legacy in harm's way. Actor, entertainer, athlete, you know, what have you. Anything that has a big public, you know, footprint. But yeah, like, he has not coached a game yet at North Carolina, and I've got to imagine the university is not thrilled with the fact that every headline with Bill Belichick is not, oh, this amazing recruit is coming to Chapel Hill, this transfer target. No, it's, hey, did you see this weird interview on CBS Sunday Morning between Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan Hudson? Did you see that? You should watch the clip. It's super uncomfortable.
By the way, it wasn't Torre. It was he sourced a family member.
Okay.
There's deep worry about how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but for Bill's legacy, reputation, and everything that he's built and worked over for decades.
Because for a lot of people, the thing they will most remember is the last thing you did.
What have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately? Like, he has all the Super Bowl wins. He has all of that and everything like that. But if this is a tire fire in North Carolina, and part of it is because of his personal life, something that he's never really been open about.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Then all of a sudden, a lot of people will be like, yeah, great coach. That was weird at the end, wasn't it? That was really awful at the end, wasn't
it? It was
a
really weird crash out for him at the end, yeah.
And for a lot of people, even when you have a great career in anything, but the ending is bad, a lot of people will just bring it up because that's the first thing they remember. Peyton Manning, wonderful career, gets two Super Bowls. But most of the time when you talk about Peyton Manning, people will eventually acknowledge that the second Super Bowl, he was very much a passenger and not in the passenger seat. That man was in the back hanging out on his Game Boy. Like that's what Peyton Manning did. And a lot of people bring it up that way. It's not going to tarnish Bill's legacy unless something horrific comes out about this, which that does not, I think, appear to be the case. But it will be this uncomfortable thing, especially if they don't win at Carolina, that a lot of people will be like, okay, that was strange.
People will then point to, well, this is why nobody in the NFL wanted to hire you to break the wins
record. Yeah, 100%. That'll be brought up a lot, too. Well, I mean, could you imagine an NFL team having to deal with this? North Carolina brought in Bill Belichick to bring in a name to put their football program on the map in an ACC that is ever-changing. And an ACC, by the way, that is not dominated like it was 5-6 years ago. Now, Clemson's still a very good program. It's not the Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson Clemson where it was like, oh, they're blowing out Alabama in a national championship. It's not that.
Yeah.
Even Miami last year with Cam Ward being the number one overall pick, lost a number of games. They never looked like a team that was going to win a national championship. So Carolina, with getting Bill Belichick, feels like in 2 years, they could be on the mountaintop of the ACC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
He hasn't coached a game yet, and that already feels like it is not going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's starting to become this weird stories about him, or the things that we're talking about Bill Belichick have little to none to do about football anymore. And that's the part that is really, I don't want to call it worrisome, but definitely weird. So much so that I don't know how much else I don't know what else I can say about this. Other than, I guess, we'll see what happens. It's pretty much turned into like this, well, all right, sure, whatever happens.
I'm so upset we're missing out on this Hard Knocks. Could you imagine? I think that's why North Carolina probably pulled the plug, honestly. Internally, the AD, the school, the president, the whole thing, we're just being like, this cannot be how we're going to start the Bill Belichick era. And ultimately, it's still come out. There have still been these uncomfortable, you know, the CBS interview, the whole thing, and all these stories. But you got to wonder, because it's come off like his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, appears to be more like his publicist, his PR person, what have you. Like, she does kind of give off the vibe that she's more his assistant, that they're like, we cannot put this on camera. Like, this cannot be how we're presenting the university before Bill even coaches a game. We cannot do it.
Yeah.
And I'm upset as a fan because I would have watched every moment of that. It's why I watched the offseason one with the Giants. It's the uncomfortableness. It's you're watching teams that are making decisions that could be terrible, but they all have deep convictions about them. They have to in these jobs. And I complained a little bit about that before the draft with Brandon Bean. Like, I just take a guy. And they seem to have done that. Watching the Bills embedded, you know, they were a big fan of Hairston. TJ Sanders was in the conversation for them at 30. If Hairston was gone, they make a big trade up. Like, that's what I'm talking about. But you saw that with Joe Shane last year in the offseason Hard Knocks. For better or worse, he had convictions. They were going to do what they were going to do, and they were going to deal with the consequences afterwards. But when it doesn't work out,
it looks awful.
It looks awful. And could you imagine Belichick, first year in college, what's he doing? How's he dealing with that? There probably are some stumbles here and there. No fault to anybody. You take any kind of big college job, there probably is that, even the successful ones.
Yeah.
But then you add in the 24-year-old girlfriend who might be his publicist or whatever that role is, and kind of the weird interactions that are going on there, and how much can North Carolina really pull back? Because you already saw awkward moments happen for the Giants. It didn't matter. It happens. It still is going to happen. I think it was probably a smart move for them to be like, actually, you know what? Never mind. We're good.
Yeah, and again, it's getting to a point where there's this stories about Belichick that just, they don't have anything to do with football.
Yeah, absolutely
and
nothing.
That is not good. And honestly, that's why a team, a university, anything will shut things down is we can't let this story be bigger than the story we're trying to tell, which is about the football team.
Yep. 803-0550, the number two call. Going to take a quick time out here. Get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.